This goes to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V, like Victor, S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Peggy Harcourt, H-A-R-C-O-U-R-T. Date of birth 12/7/1948. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, this is a consultation for Ms. Harcourt with stage 3 chronic kidney disease, going back as far as 2021. She is a 74-year-old female with a long history of type 2 diabetes, currently fairly well controlled with hemoglobin A1Cs close to 7. Also hypertension. She has venous stasis of the lower extremities and a chronic right foot ulcers that is being managed by Dr. Jafar, J-A-F-A-R, it's A-A-R, J-A-F-A-A-R. It hasn't healed since it occurred in 2022. She also was hospitalized from May 30th through June 1st in Elma with UTI that caused sepsis. And she was anemic at that time. They did do a CAT scan of the abdomen and chest, and the CAT scan showed a non-obstructive 10 to 11 millimeter stone in the left kidney without hydronephrosis or any other findings. And she had a right upper lobe nodule found in the right lung. Actually, it's about 10 millimeters solid nodule noted in the right lung, which will require ongoing follow-up. Her biggest complaint is severe chronic pain of the lower extremity secondary to neuropathy. And when the consult request was received, we asked if she could hold her oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds. The patient tried to do that, but the pain and suffering is extreme when she does that. So she tries to minimize the use, but she generally does use ibuprofen every day, along with gabapentin. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does ambulate with a cane and has the chronic right foot ulcer. No current edema. She does get edema in the summer, but none currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And no unusual rashes, although she has the chronic right foot ulcer that does not heal. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, anemia, normal chromic, peripheral diabetic neuropathy with severe pain, obesity, venous stasis of the lower extremities, left kidney stone found on CAT scan in May of this year, diverticulosis, and the chronic right foot ulcer. Past surgical history, she's had a colonoscopy, a cholecystectomy, tubal ligation, DNC, and thyroid biopsy. Social history, she quit smoking in 1988. She occasionally consumes alcohol, but rarely. No illicit drug use. She is widowed and lives with her daughter, and she's also retired. Family history is positive for hypertension and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Tylenol, Cipro, codeine, and nickel. Medications, Aspir cream as topically to affected areas, aspirin 81 milligram daily, cinnamon 500 milligram daily, fenofibrate 160 milligram daily, gabapentin 300 milligram in the morning and 900 milligram at bedtime, glipizide 2.5 milligram daily, ibuprofen 200 milligram, 2 tablets daily as needed for pain. And usually that is used daily. Imodium AD as needed for diarrhea. Synthroid, 50 microgram, 6 days a week, and she takes 100 microgram once weekly. Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5, one daily. Metformin, 750 milligram every 12 hours. Pravacol, 80 milligram daily. Zinc, 50 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, vitamin E, and vitamin C daily. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 245 pounds, pulse 81, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 132 over 64. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear without cloudiness. Clear drainage and pink. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No ascites. Extremities, there's no edema. Right lower extremity is duskier than the left, and she has decreased sensation in feet and lower extremities. Labs and diagnostic studies, the CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis done May 30th of this year also showed an enlarged spleen and fatty liver disease in addition to other findings previously discussed. And the last labs that were done July 6, 2023, creatinine of 1.65, estimated GFR was 32. On the day of discharge, creatinine, that was June 1st, 2023, creatinine 1.2, GFR 48. 5/30/2023, creatinine 1.7, GFR 31. February 2nd, 2023, creatinine 1.5, GFR 36. Electrolytes were normal, July 6. Calcium 9.3, albumin 4.2. Liver enzymes were normal. Hemoglobin June 1st, 2023 was 8.3. Normal white count and normal platelets. And May 10th, 2023, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 31. Iron studies were done 2/2 of 23. Normal iron levels, ferritin was 34. Iron saturation is 20. Assessment and plan. One is stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels. Unsure about progression as new labs are needed now. Two, anemia, most likely secondary to the sepsis in May, and that needs to be rechecked also. And three, diabetic nephropathy. Also, long-term exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We will have the patient get labs now, including a urinalysis, immunofixation, iron studies, parathyroid hormone, free light chains, another CBC, as well as renal chemistries, then every 3 months thereafter. We asked her to minimize the ibuprofen use as much as possible, understanding quality of life issues also in chronic and severe pain being very undesirable. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.